podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi guys, welcome to McCullough and Howson Uncensored. I am Adam McCullough, he is Mr. Stephen Howson, and this is the place where we are absolutely uncensored. You see, you lot that want us to talk about football all the time.
Do you know what?
We don't have to, yeah. This is our safe space.
We are uncensored, full stop. So calling this uncensored is a bit of a piss take.
It's fake.
What it should be...
I'll tell you what's a piss take, the Premier League piss take.
Don't be plugging other shows, innit? Are you fucking mad?
It might be our best ever show, you know.
I think Joel's
becoming the deck to my aunt that you were supposed to be.
No, I was never meant to be that.
You were?
No, I weren't.
You were?
No, I weren't.
I've got the big forehead. You're shorter than me.
Anyway, this should be called unplanned.
Unscripted. Yeah.
Off reservation.
I don't like off reservation. Sounds like we should be at a farm or something. But this is the place. We start off thinking, we're going to chat about the new Champions League.
No,
we're going to chat about this. We're going to chat about that. Fans are going to be at the game next week. And then we just never do it.
We stick the car in first gear. You put your foot down and you see where it goes.
Mm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's all we do.
Mm.
And so, then we find out where we go.
All right. So let's start off with, this is first gear. Bruno is player of the month again.
Colour me shocked.
I think it's 4 out of 7 or 5 out of 8. 4 out of 5 out of 8.
He's been all right, hasn't he?
He hasn't been bad. Is he the most influential signing post-Ferg? Is he more influential than Zlatan was?
Yes.
Because Zlatan was very influential. And I think you saw Zlatan's influence when Jose lost him.
Yes.
Innit? So yes. I think, is Zlatan the only one that comes close?
Yes.
But Bruno is?
Yes.
Okay. Great chat. You've been gym today, haven't you?
Yep. Gym's opened.
Great chat.
Got straight in there.
Yeah.
Like a car bonnet.
That's not the saying. That's not the saying. He was on it like a car bonnet.
No, straight in there like a car bonnet.
Happy as Sally, as they often say.
Happy as Sally.
Yeah. What did you do at gym today?
Went a bit mad.
So?
It's been bare months since we've been in the gym proper.
As you often say.
Yeah, so... Started with deadlifts, got carried away, ended up doing like 120 kilogram. Don't need to be doing that when I've done fuck all for like 6 months. So I feel like a bit of a crackhead at the moment. Got like the shakes and everything.
Yeah.
Nervous system, well and truly shot.
Well, you're cold turkey.
Yeah.
You're not like a crackhead. If you're a crackhead, you wouldn't be shaking.
Well, they look to me like they shake though.
Sometimes. I mean, I lived around a lot of them. Great people, but not all there.
But yeah, so gym's opened. It's a weird experience. I find myself looking at other gym users going, stop touching stuff.
But is it like January at the moment? You know, like in January when?
I thought it would be, but now it won't.
Nah.
When lockdown two, oh sorry, in between lockdown one and lockdown two, the little hiatus. I went then, but I only went a few times during then. And it was all right until they locked us up again and they said we couldn't go anymore. It was all right. It was very quiet, really quiet. I'm at a city centre one, of which there's loads of chains of, and I think there's about 7 in Manchester, actually. Mm. But that one's never usually busy anyway. But yeah, it was pretty steady. But I just find myself, like, because you've got to wipe all your equipment down with a baby wipe, do an anti-back wipe. You got to wear a mask on the way in. I just find myself judging.
So you don't have to wear a mask when you're...
Not when you're exercising, but when you walk in the place. And if you're walking like from one area to another, you got to bang a mask on. It's no biggie. But I find myself proper judging everyone in there.
Yeah. I used to go...
Like, there's a fucking guy going up posing in front of the mirror, touching all the dumbbells. I'm like, mate!
Man. So he's not wiping it down. There's always that guy, isn't it? Like, I was in a good routine of going gym before March. And then...
What happened in March?
you know what happened in March. And then it stopped. But like, in my gym, you couldn't. I don't think you could do it because you go into this, you put your pin in, it's a Pure Gym, cheap as fuck. You put your pin in, you go in like this capsule and then the front opens. And I just think like, imagine just loads of people breathing in that capsule going through and through. But yeah, you know what I hate about
gym? Do you
not hold
breath when you get in there? Look, I do.
Nah, we're not the most famous people, but you know what I hate? When you're struggling at the gym and somebody comes up to you. You know, Adam McCoy, like, fucking hell, lad, yeah. I'm struggling it out. Spot me, quick. Oh, God, yeah. Well, they expect you to have Andy Tate just with you.
Yeah, where's Andy Tate? Is he not on the fucking squat rack? I don't know. Fucking hell, you checked. I did get clocked in the gym in here, though, and this has literally never happened because it wasn't the most viewed show. The guy comes up to me and goes, you on YouTube? Obviously. And I was like, yes, mate. And he goes, oh, yeah, watch that show you do with Brendan.
Oh, the MMA one?
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
That's it. I love that. I love that. When people know you for the least known thing that you do.
Do you know what? Billy Connolly's got a story. You know the comedian, Billy Connolly. One of my favourite comedians of all time. Absolutely stricken with Parkinson's at the moment.
Is he?
Oh, he's in tatters. Like, real shaky with it. He made a bit of a gag about it at the start of his show. He's like, you see me holding on to the stool here? He goes, fucked if I fucking wasn't.
Is he still performing in that?
No, he stopped performing now. I think he's actually really poorly with it. But so this was maybe a couple of years ago at a GMEX. Honestly, like literally a bucket list thing. Like I really wanted to. Joe, he would probably be one of the best podcast guests you could ever get. But he's got a story he does in one of his specials years and years ago. And he's talking about how a guy comes and goes... He's like, at the time, I've been on TV, Royal Variety, all that kind of shit. And he goes, this guy's like, I know you from somewhere. I know you. He's like, he's got a dinner somewhere at a big, posh, fancy place where there's a guy that does, like, toboggan and shit. And he's like, the guy keeps saying to him, I know you. I do. I know you from somewhere.
What accent is that? Is that Chris Eubank?
It's just posh. Yeah, bit Chris Eubanky. So there's a guy going, I know you. Yes, I do. I know you. And he's like, right, you fucking know me. Jesus. And then he goes, like, right at the end of the dinner, he goes, I know where I know you from. And he goes, where? And he goes, Eton. And he goes, Eton. And the crowd fucking kills itself, like Billy Connolly, Eton. And he goes, but they were right. He goes, I was in a folk band. He goes, we played Eton one night. And he remembered it. He goes, he'd been sitting there staring at me all night going, fucking hell, do I know this guy from? You wouldn't fought Billy Connolly, Eton. But there you go.
Yeah. I didn't know, even though he was in a band.
I think it was called the Humble Bums or something.
Did you not go in a float tank? What is a float tank, Steve? Why have you been in one?
Right. I may be described as a slightly aggressive maniac at times. So in an attempt to be less of a psychopathic maniac,
I've got some shit that can help you with that.
I occasionally go to a flotation tank. I haven't been in a while. And it's really good, you know.
So are you Wayne Rooney trying to fix his metatarsal?
No. It's nothing like that, you fucking lunatic. Oh. That's an oxygen thing.
Oh, okay.
So a flotation tank is a massive bath, essentially. The water is the same temperature as your skin, so you don't feel where the water starts and your skin ends. And it's got like 700 pounds of salt in there. What are you saying? Someone else's bathwater. Like it's not rinsed through, you maniac. It's also covered in Epsom salt. So you float in there. So you literally, your brain just disconnects. You don't feel like now I'm conscious that I'm sitting on a chair. Like you just get to disconnect and you can either have lights on, weird fucking whale music or whatever. I go pitch black. Give me the fucking psychedelic stuff. I've, like, seen all sorts of mad light shows and stuff previously. Not today. Today it was a bit shit because I kept getting salt in my eye, which fucking well takes you out of the mood.
After Are your about eyes 20... open in there?
No, you close your eyes, try and concentrate on your breathing. And I thought I'd just do it just to try and promote a bit of relaxation. Didn't work. Got salt in my eye.
So you're in up to your neck?
No, you lie on your back. Okay. But because you float, it doesn't really go in your eyes. But because my hair's fucking double long at the moment, it was just like I kept getting a drip into my eye and it burns. So, yeah. Really interesting. Check it out. Sensory deprivation tank or flotation.
I think we need, like, to go and film it for Uncensored. Film Uncensored in a flotation tank. How about that? Did that work? I don't know.
I don't think you can go two in a...
I don't want to be in anybody else's bathwater. Remind me of being a kid. My brother used to have to jump in. Remember that? We used to share a bath. Oh, yeah, he'll have your bathwater after.
It's
I was the oldest sibling, though, so he had to use my bathwater. You get me? Because, you know, times are hard, man. Hot water don't come free.
Just get a shower. Stop being in someone's stinky ball water.
Yeah, that's grime, man. Like, this, oh, that's so grimy, isn't it? Some of the things you used to do back in the day. Like, there used to be toilets outside in your garden.
Do you remember the film Trainspotting?
Yes. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Do you know the bathroom scene where he goes to that bathroom, which is the most disgusting bathroom in the world? I went to a bathroom like that in Blackpool once.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right? Why was sitting in traffic a fucking thing that our parents made us do? Let's go to Blackpool and see the lights.
Oh, yeah, the lights?
For starters, they're shit.
And you get them on, like, Wilmslow Road, Road.
They're any road. Shit. How did you commercialise traffic jams?
Yeah, it's...
Do you know what they need to do? Mental. They need to bang them on the M6.
My auntie used
put
to
some
like...
lights over the M6, and instead of calling it fucking rush hour traffic, call it the fucking M6 lights.
That's a good... I'd enjoy my drives a lot more.
Like, oh, there's Vera Duckworth.
Yeah.
It was, and just random fucking D-listers as well.
Let's go to do the 2p machines. You want to put 2p in
let's
to win
pay
2p?
13 quid for fish and chips. And get attacked by a seagull as big as a dog.
I got massively racially abused once in Blackpool as well. Like, the skeezer just kept following me, calling me Mohammed. Constantly. It's like, yo, Mohammed. Just following me. I was a kid and I shit myself. I'm like, but my uncles and that sorted him out. So it was all right. That's what I think of when I think of Blackpool. Getting racially abused, 2p machines and shit lights.
I got a talking to off the police in Blackpool. Because, do you know what I get sometimes?
Yeah.
I was very, very drunk.
When was this?
2005.
Pre-YouTube.
2005. FC United were playing Blackpool in what they termed as a Euro away. So everyone stayed over in Blackpool.
It's away, there's a beach.
You're all away. Get your jabs. Jobs are good. So, been out in a nightclub. I mean, it was good because like the players and that are in there. And obviously, they're non-league players. So, they're not in a fucking different part of the club. there's something that will get so taken out of context that I'm not saying it. But I got that drunk anyway. And I was probably being leery because it's happened.
Occasionally.
It's happened. And... Copper texts me outside, or I'm walking outside. Copper fucking pushes me up against the fucking shutter. I'm like, yeah, mate, don't fucking push me. Like, and he's like, you need to go home, you're drunk. And I was like, I know I'm drunk, and I am going home. And then he's like, kept shoving me back. And I'm like, stop fucking shoving me. And then do you know they do that thing where they put their hands inside the body armour? Now, for starters, that annoys me for many reasons.
Bigging up your chest for?
It's just I hate it. It's just that's not what body armour's for. It's not a hand warmer. Like, so he's got his fucking hands in here. And I also know that you're fucking well off balance when you do this. So I fucking shoved him. And he went over. And his hands were stuck in his thing. So he just fucking, like, kicking on the floor like this. And I ran off.
This is definitely unscripted. I don't know.
But I was well lost. And this is, like, pre-internet. It's uncensored.
Yeah, it is.
It was pre-internet. I can't get Google Maps up to find a fucking shit little hotel that I'm in. What an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Great times. Blackpool, what a place to be. Yeah.
Now, that'd be on Twitter. I can't go around shoving coppers now. Game's gone.
Do you actually, though, do you remember the Emirates? We don't have to, people have spoke about it before. But, like, I'm surprised that didn't become more of a thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't become a thing. I was on bail for 6 months.
Our best case. That was funny. Moving on from that. Fans are going to be in stadiums talking about fans.
We won't be.
Arseholes. West Ham fans are going to be in stadiums.
Well, yeah, we won't be at that game.
We won't be at any game.
There will be United fans at that game.
They
will. There'll be Cotney Reds, whatever. There'll be at least one United fan at that game. Tickets on the black market will go for a lotto dough in that. I wonder if they're going to do full 100% ID checks. They've got to, man.
They have to. I was looking at possibly buying an Anthony Joshua ticket today. obviously, man ain't got that hookup no more. So I was looking at them. There's 1,000 quid for VIP. 1,000 quid for VIP. I know it's uncensored, but let's not go there. 1,000 quid for VIP, and I was thinking, I'd do it, but what if a day before, on the day, like, your area gets put into lockdown, you've just got a ticket. You can't resell these tickets. You're fucked. And tickets start, I think they're like 200, 400, 600, 800 grand. I can understand that because, you know, it's there.
I'm feeling so trapped at the minute by the restrictions of lockdown. Like, I do like 4 or 5 foreign trips a year, innit? Like, I have to get out and go and
experience
that. Last
year I hit every continent apart from, like, Antarctica and that.
Shit house.
Like, America, I didn't do South America, but I did North. Caribbean, I went to Barbados, did India, did Singapore, Australia, loads of places in Europe, and now this year, nowhere.
I've been in my garden. And I've been in my kitchen, I've been in my loft.
Oh yeah, and I went Africa.
But yeah, this I feel like quite claustrophobic almost. Like I really got the fucking urge to just fucking disappear for a bit. Unlike the rest of social media, I don't want to go to Dubai.
I get why I'm not hyped by the Dubai thing. I do want to go. I want to do an event out there, like a Paddock Devils event, whatever. I want to do an event out there, but. Like, I can see, because there's no restrictions there, isn't it? So everyone's obviously going to go to the place that you can go to. But thought you couldn't fly out from England, so what happened there?
So my mate Brent's been there for, I don't even know anymore, it feels about like 5 months he's been in Dubai just fucking stone cold chilling. Because there is an MMA fighter, he don't do a lot of fighting. His last fight, was it last year or the year before? Fucking New Year's Eve, Madison Square Garden. Not a bad place to fight. It's about the best MSG's place you can fight. But yeah. You can't get a fight at the minute because of Rona.
Mm. MSG might be the best place I've seen a fight, actually.
But I'm feeling so claustrophobic, and I'm like, I keep getting the urge, and I keep finding myself jibbing onto Skyscanner, going, "Oh, can I just
I want to go somewhere on my own. Just go. Well, I mean, that's me going insane, but I just want to do one.
Yeah,
from
I get
everybody.
That. Well, I have to kind of think about my wife and kids.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I do. And to be fair, they're all right and all.
They're all right, yeah. People are all right. You're like, all right. Everyone's all right. But sometimes, you just need to do one on your own, I think.
Like, I love going watching football in a different thingy. Like, I watched a Premier League game in Bahrain. Mentalist experience ever. Watched one in Bulgaria. Mentalist experience ever. You know, we went to Spain and Germany and just caught local matches over in them places. Rather than, like, United playing away there, because... That's United, and it's not like you want to go and see what it's really like, you know, when it's your Atletico versus Athletic Mint. And I just get that urge to go, like, I really want to fucking go. I want to go and watch AC Milan or something. And
that's the thing, like, after this is all over with.
Is it going to be a pickback? Is it going to be like, there's always like a swing. When something swings one way, the kickback the other way is almost as bad in it. Like, so do you think with how much everyone's locked down, do you think there's going to be like a spate of people emigrating and like just fucking off on cruises and holidays and fucking all sorts of stuff?
Well, it's harder to probably for a lot of people, a lot of the like Europe's off guard now for a lot of Brits. Like, it's weird. Like, everything's changing from January. Talking about Brexit, Premier League rules are changing.
That's fucking... If you voted for that, go fuck yourself, honestly. Not a single good thing. Not one. Not one fucking good thing has come out of this. And if you're one of the shit towns that mostly voted for this, Sunderland, I'm looking at you. Dover, I'm looking at you. Then you've absolutely fucked yourself in the arse, you stupid fucks.
Obviously, my family's from Belfast. I used to go there most summers. I go there less now because, like, my nan's passed away. My aunties that lived there passed away or moved here or whatever. But, like... I used to go there a lot and used to see some mental stuff, like, over there. Like, just standard tanks rolling through the street. Like, nuts over there, bro. So, like, it is mental. But every single person that you meet, you never have a bad experience. Like, it's weird. Like, my memories of it are good. But when you think of the stuff that I saw, it's like, raw. Like, imagine seeing that here. But
it is here.
No, it is, of course it's here. But, you know. You just see.
And it's the sort of thing that people thought, that can't happen on your own shores. But yeah, the more I've educated, because it's a conflict I didn't really know a lot about, and it was meant to have been my first posting. As I was leaving basic training, I got told I'm being posted to Ireland straight away, and I was like, okay, because, you know, 2003, not really a lot popping off, and Good Friday Agreement had already happened, pretty much just chilling. But there was a lad whose best mate had been posted there, and they fucking wanted to, you know, I don't know, play Big Spoon and Little Spoon or something. And he asked me if I wanted to swap, and I was like, okay, so I swapped, and then I ended up going to North Yorkshire instead.
It's a bit of a turn up.
Is what it is. But, you know, I didn't know much about the conflict, and obviously in the army you only get one side of the conflict, which is everyone's
I grew up with the other side, so because I'm so, like, obviously multicultural, like, I've grown up, like, with Catholics going to church, with, like, Muslim family, with fucking Sikh friends, Hindu, like, just everything. I go to temple, I go to mosque, go to church. I do, like, I just go everywhere. Like, I don't care. If you're my friend, we're going to go to them places, isn't it? So, and, like, I grew up seeing how, like, Irish people were treated here. Like, I remember a couple instances, like, me and my nan and my family in a car going to, like, we drove down to London really late with my dad, and we were driving round Buckingham Palace, and that, this is when you could drive up really close to it and that. And I remember the police coming up to my nan, like, to the car to talk to us, and my nan was scared to speak and that, like, I ain't speaking, like, my accent's like, he's like gonna fuck us over, do you know what I mean?
Good afternoon, officer.
Yeah, like, just shit like that. And, like, just the way people were treated, stories of the no blacks, no dogs, no Irish kind of thing, like, yo, it wasn't that long ago, do you know what I mean?
No, it was the 60s, that.
It wasn't that long ago at all.
I seen a t-shirt, you got the more blacks, more Irish, more dogs. I love that.
Yeah, sick. Finn Lizzy started that. He was a black Irish fellow, wasn't he?
Was he?
In Finn Lizzy. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, yeah. I got taught that after I wore it, but yeah. Like, some mad shit, man. Some mad shit. Isn't it?
Usually. I thought it was very close to going.
British's fault.
I thought it was. What's he saying about
Philip Paris Linnott is the geezer's name.
I thought it had the potential to go west like that at the start of COVID. It didn't. Everyone kept a lid on it. But it felt, didn't it, for a week maybe or so, like, doing all the toilet roll run out.
That was.
What a weird was that?
I don't know how we got from there to that, but yeah. It was a weird time, wasn't it?
Like, it didn't feel real.
Feels like ages ago, and you can kind of maybe feel that could be coming again.
Is it a Michael Bay film that's just coming out? Is it called Clockwork?
What the fuck is going on here?
What?
Went from toilet roll, from
what's
the
it
Irish
called?
To toilet roll.
Google it, there's a COVID film come out. And also, are you like, hang on, when did you write and shoot this, you fucking savage?
I can't wait for the documentaries about Trump.
Songbird, people. It's called Songbird.
About Trump to come out, you know, like Forget the last that. Days of the presidency is going to be amazing.
I mean, there's loads of rumours that his bird's going to divorce him.
She ain't going to do that.
Not reckon.
It's like,
because he might, they talk that he might actually go to jail.
It's like Pep leaving City. Pep won't leave City because you can, by having those powerful people in your life can be so much easier. It's like,
or it couldn't be not.
Melania Trump is Pep Guardiola.
Right, someone's going to have to draw me a picture.
What are we looking at here? What the fuck?
Yeah, I can read that from here.
Restrictions on Premier League and EFL Cups clubs appointing foreign managers are to come in from January. And the new rule would have prevented Manchester United appointing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Why?
Are we going to have to send him back? Send the bugger back.
Why?
Send the bugger back. These aren't the ones I wanted, what, like, so I'm sending them.
Joe, I can't read that.
The criteria for overseas managers, this is 2020 vision, yeah, is that they must have worked for 3 out of the previous 5 years in what is described as a top league. That covers 33 of the world's main leagues, but not Norway, Solskjaer's native country where he had managed Molde.
3 out of the previous 5? How long did Pep have off? Did Pep have 3 years off? Was it only a year?
I think he had a year sabbatical when Jose rattled fuck out of him. Remember that?
Yeah, but the thing is, right, so I can't think off the top of my head anyone now, but, like, Ranieri, didn't he have 3 years out? So you're telling me after three, like, what's Big Sam? Big Sam must be coming up to 3 years.
Ranieri,
I know he's
was
English.
Working in Italy, bro, before he went to Leicester.
But there's been managers that have been out of the game for a few years. Like, look at Paddy Evra, right? All right, he's living in London for one thing at the moment. But he's technically foreign, even though I'm sure he must qualify He must have qualified on residency.
He must be naturalised now. But then again, he's left for a period to Italy and France.
So. But do you not keep it?
Just keep it.
Got a passport.
Got an address there, so.
But like, what if you're doing your education?
It's weird, like.
Fuck you! Fuck Brexit! Fuck the government! Tories! What the fuck, man?
I don't think
this is fucking bullshit.
Ronaldo as well, innit?
No.
No Ronaldo, no Anderson. Because you've got to have played a certain percentage of international fixtures, right?
This is fucking bullshit, mate. This is absolute bullshit.
Brexit really did.
Pissing in our own faces.
Some people like that kind of thing.
Right, yeah, but I don't.
This is probably the worst episode we've ever done.
Good though.
Good though.
Honestly, like, whoever if you voted for Brexit, you need to literally go fuck yourself. You need to have a look in the mirror and think, how racist am I?
But you know what the thing is, yeah?
Give me one good thing about Brexit. One.
I think there are good reasons to leave the EU.
Name one.
But wait, hear me out. But we didn't do it in the right... We did it based on lies, you get me?
Yeah.
So we didn't do it on truth. And for that reason, and for the people that are putting it through, they don't care about all the other little things. They just want to make peas. And that's all that we're going to see.
If you lined up on the same side as Farage, Katie Hopkins, and Boris fucking Johnson,
but Mojo was saying stay, weren't he? No. At one point. Well, it's like Theresa May went from Remain to leave.
Instead of like
David Cameron,
Professor Brian Cox and people educated like that. If you're thinking that Katie Hopkins making a lot of sense, but the professor, not so much. You're a fucking idiot.
Anyone that refers to people as cockroaches, yeah. Especially when you know the history of that. You're a pagan and you deserve to get the worst. Worse.
Joe, shall we put this on screen?
That's the thing, you know, Twitter these days, yeah. I see certain people trending and I wish that bad things have happened to them. Like, I don't want to live in this world. Like, the things he's showing me right now, I don't want to live in this world. Like, why are you showing me this?
I can legally have that.
Straps. I don't want to live there. Katie Hopkins and Stevie straps. That ain't the world for me, man.
I'm a responsible gun owner.
Why can't we just all get along and, in the words of Vooj, have a nice, like...
I don't know if I can get this on screen. It's probably too bright. I'll try and dumb it, but...
It's a gun. That's all they need to know.
I don't understand how this is UK legal, but it is.
Always strap.
It's a 50 cal rifle.
I'm not allowed to have one of them.
That will take walls out. Oh, you can hunt rabbits with it.
Hunt rabbits.
I actually don't know. I think the UK legal usage of it is target practice.
All right, listen. We've got some questions here, and the last one I've just seen is fucking amazing. It kind of fits into what we've been doing today. And it says, best type of anal from Will Morstan.
Give in.
All right, Beastie Lee says, what's the one album you can listen to every single song on? Bet it's not a Beatles album.
Fucking amen, brother. Morning Glory, Oasis.
All right. There's a lot of albums that I got that I can do that with, but...
Illmatic, Nas. No, Stillmatic, Nas.
That's a shout.
Illmatic's not bad either, to be fair.
Get Richard Die Tryin's classic like that as well. There's loads of them, but depends how I feel. Could be an R&B move and put some Jagged Edge on. I'm down for that as well. 112. What did you think of Diallo's cameo performance last night? Says Master Lavi.
Didn't see it.
It was okay. Azul Vicar.
What was I doing last night?
97.
I was in Italy.
Probably shopping for a gun. Azul Vicar 97 says JT is a prick.
Factual.
What fucking trying to document.
Oh, it's fantastic. And like I don't know if it was planned this way. I actually don't think it was. But the timing of Carlton Cole. Shout out to Culture Camps and
shout
all the lads
out
on
to
that as well.
And Tom Ferdinand as well.
What a fantastic podcast that is. And if you've not seen it, head over to my Twitter and go and scroll down on the media and find the link that I put or the video that I put up of Carlton Cole basically saying about how much John Terry admitted it all. which means surely he's perjured himself. Now, I don't want to get anyone in trouble here, but I know John Terry's people were in touch trying to get that podcast taken down.
But I bet you they're too shook to take it to court. Again. Do you know what I mean? They'll be shook to set that to court because if Carlton calls her as well,
fuck him. Why aren't Derby getting a load of grief for him? And like, can you imagine being an Aston Villa player and going into training and just fucking looking at that horrible cunt today?
Imagine being, I don't know, Tyrone Mings and that. It's not nice, you know what I mean?
Just eating your breakfast like that.
Two-footing him by accident in training. Yeah, I hate John Terry.
Properly hate
him. But like, we can't talk about hypocrisy being a club-specific thing because Manchester United are hypocrites as well. When you look at their treatment of Ron Atkinson, how they kept wheeling him out on MUTV, like, they are hypocrites as well. So it's not just a club-specific thing. But John Terry, the way he got away with that, it was almost like English football had kind of
Did you see the FA statement yesterday? It was like two or three paragraphs sort of there in Anton Ferdinand and like four arguing with the guy at Kick It Out. If the guy at Kick It Out feels like he can't fucking talk to you guys, you need to fix up. Fucking Kick It Out.
First off, Kick It Out are a waste of time. And I think that documentary showed you all you need to know about Kick It Out. They are pointless. They are full of hollow statements. Oh, look, we got a T-shirt. Oh, look, we're doing this. Oh, look, Black Lives Matter has run its course. Black Lives Matter has run its course. What has Kick It Out done? When all you're doing is giving T-shirts to racists and apart from that, doing fuck all because you're too scared to say anything because of the fact if you say anything, your funding will get pulled. That's why I tweeted this week that in my opinion, obviously you have the PFA which is there, so that could possibly come into it because the players obviously pay a percentage to the PFA, right? It's a union, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
with Gordon Taylor,
there could be an alternative where the players form an organisation which is anti-discrimination, which takes the place of Kick It Out and isn't worrying about funding getting pulled. And then you've got all this group of players that are together that can say, let's take action then.
If that's this is the PFA's happening, job.
Let's take, yeah, the PFA's,
what the fuck else is the PFA's there to job. Do? Like, if you look, is it? I think it's Gordon Taylor. Let me just double check. PFA chairman.
Mihir Ten asked us to speak about this as well, which is good.
All right, it looks like a new guy has just come in. So, Gordon Taylor's salary. Gordon Taylor's salary. I thought it was up to like 4 million. It says here 2 million. So, that fucker's like 2 million. What has he done?
He just does a speech at Northwest Football Awards every year, and apart from that, nothing. These men are all a waste of time. It's like, what is the point in all these people? They're just there on the gravy train. It's like that Troy Townsend. Bro, he's not doing anything that's going to ruffle any feathers because he loses his job, he loses his pee. I was asked, because I often tweet about Kick It Out a lot, their current head asked me to meet with him. He's sound, Sanjay, he's cool. But I went to meet with him and I was like, I told him everything that I said in my tweets to his face. Like, he's like a pointless. Like,
did he have any comeback?
Obviously, he's saying, well, we're trying to do this and we do actually do this and we do a lot in the community and this, that and the other. And it's like,
What do you mean? Quantify that for me.
Yeah, it's
quantify what you do in the community.
I want to see you taking action. You don't make change without action. Every real change in the world has come through proper action, not through towing the line and, you know, oh, yeah, we can't say anything. Because, bro, fuck it, say it. If you lose your job, that proves there's a problem. If Kick It Out lose their funding, that proves there is a problem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Obviously, they're not the problem, but they're a massive part of the problem in terms of sorting it out.
Well, especially because if the FA is paying lip service to it and going, see, we have Kick It Out, like, as if it's like a, we've dealt with it almost. But if you're not fucking doing anything, what's the point in you existing?
It's like rainbow laces, bro. It's like, oh yeah, we wear rainbow laces. Not one footballer has felt confident enough to come out. It's like, so really,
and just by sheer numbers, man, there's got to be gay footballers,
like, bro. It's not unusual. No. So it's like, it's all just bollocks. Like, it's just, I'm just tired. Like, I'd rather have went, no, we don't give a fuck. Like, we don't care, because then I can handle it. If you look at the way Inia Luko was treated at that time, if you look at the way Anton Ferdinand,
and he kept his job, didn't he?
The fella that played for Charlton, Jonathan Lecco, Sorry if I've got his first name wrong. But it's like they're all just thrown under the bus, made to feel like the victim. Sorry, made to feel like the criminal, when in fact they're the victim.
All of the John Terry, Anton Ferdinand stuff focused on John Terry and not on Anton Ferdinand in the slightest. Or they drew parallels and comparisons of Rio Ferdinand and John Terry because those were the two bigger names, forgetting the fact that there's a fucking professional footballer being racially abused on a football pitch.
And if you look at the way Chelsea treated that fan who said stuff to Raheem Sterling compared to the way they treat John Terry, who said stuff to Anton Ferdinand, and there was more evidence for John Terry's than there was for that fan's, because you could still possibly, obviously Raheem Sterling's word, you'll take his word for it, he's not going to lie about that, but there was still a doubt because you couldn't really see what he was saying. As for John Terry, everybody could see it, like, and regardless of his excuse or not. And for those that don't know what happened with John Terry and Ferdinand, they were both on the pitch, they both got into a little clash. QPR were beating Chelsea. I think two players had been sent off for Chelsea already. And John Terry had clashed with Anton Ferdinand and then said some racist shit, which you can easily search up. And then he tried to deny that he said that racist shit by saying, I did say it, but I said it in the form of a question to ask whether he really...
That's genius, that. I've got to give it props for whoever his lawyer is and went, you see lemons? I see lemonade. Here we go. Here's what we did. Because that's the most, like, you, it's not saying, oh, I never said it, because we can go, yes, you did. But saying, no, I asked him if he'd heard me say that, and obviously, no, I didn't.
And you can also tell by the way he said it that it wasn't phrased like a question.
No.
Like, even if you, and Ashley Cole.
Because he's like spitting in the middle of it, isn't he?
Ashley Cole was right next to him. I said in court now, he never said, like, oh, you're a pagan, man. Oh. And then Rio got done for cussing Ashley Cole.
Like, Rio got more done, or as done as John Terry did, and Rio got dropped. Rio Ferdinand got dropped out of England. Like England have got the fucking depth to be dropping.
And who was the manager at the time that tried to say it was because of footballing reasons?
Roy Hodgson.
Disgrace. So
fuck you, Roy Hodgson. Fuck the Tories. And I think on that note...
What a note to leave it on. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Did you know you can listen to all of this shit on iTunes
and Spotify?
Not your weird ones though. Like, you can fuck off
audio
if you've got weird ones.
Review us on iTunes, please.
Yeah, if you review us on iTunes, we're giving away T-shirts for 5-star reviews. Leave some
not
contact
every
details.
Not every 5-star review, fucking hell. I'm
no,
not
we're gonna pick
t-shirts.
Some. So it better be good, right? Better make us laugh. Better reference the 1991 European Cup Winners' Cup final.
And we've also got 12 days of Christmas.
Oh my God, have
for
we?
For members of YouTube. Of
hit the join
YouTube
button.
Page.
Hit the join button. Become a member. Get some outrageous
shit. So what we've got
shit.
Is an Andy Cole signed book. It's pretty good. The new book as well. So you probably haven't got it. We've got FIFA on any console that you want it on. Football Manager 21.
Tate will come to your house and give you a bath.
Tate,
oh, did we put that? Do we not put that in?
We
might probably, be. We'll we see, we'll
depends where you live. Depends where you live. So Tate,
you're in Ancoats, you're in.
We've got a couple of T-shirts to give away. We've got a PS5 to give away as well. And I say we've got it to give away. We haven't got it yet because depending on where the winner is, if you're winning it and you're in Australia, we'll order it from somewhere in Australia. So we're not closing the competition to just people from the UK.
It's international.
But if you're a
it's
member,
worldwide.
You can win. And if you win one prize, like you win a T-shirt, that doesn't count you out from winning the PS5. You're still in the hat every single day on the 12 days to Christmas. From the 25th of December to the 5th of 26th January.
26th to the 6th. So it's 12 days of Christmas.
It's the 25th. I Googled it earlier. The 12 days of Christmas.
It's definitely from Boxing Day onwards.
It's not.
It is.
Look, 12 days of Christmas dates. Say
right, we're doing... All right, well, that is not what we're doing. We're doing it from Boxing Day onwards.
Well, we've changed it to 12 days of Christmas. But there you go. It's coming up soon. So keep it locked. The first winner, I guess, will be announced on the Watch Along, Boxing Day Watch Along, and they will announce them as we go along, and they'll be posted in the community section as well for members.
So get in there. Enjoy yourself. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.